Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
New textbook seeks to improve teaching of evolution by promoting inquiry-based approach. This is Robert Crowther reporting for ID the Future from the CSC in Seattle. The publication of Explore Evolution was announced this week and welcomed with interest by followers across the spectrum of the debate over how to teach evolution. Explore Evolution is the first biology textbook to present the scientific evidence both for and against key aspects of Darwinian evolution. Dr. John West of Discovery Institute, the book's United States distributor, explained that, quote, "Sadly, the majority of biology textbooks in use today are dumbed down and do a poor job explaining evolution. Explore Evolution will improve the teaching of evolution by providing teachers and students with more information about evolution than they are likely to find in any other textbook written at the same level." End quote. Released by British publishers, Hill House Publishers Limited, Explore Evolution promotes inquiry-based learning and encourages students to participate in the process of discovery, deliberation, and argument that scientists themselves use to form their theories. John Silvius, senior professor of biology at Cedarville University, said, quote, "By using an inquiry approach to the challenging and controversial questions about life's origins, Explore Evolution combines good science with effective pedagogy. Instead of attempting to indoctrinate students, this textbook affirms the ability of students to engage in a rational scientific investigation of the relevant data as a means of developing their own understanding of the origin and function of life on Earth." End quote. According to CSC science education policy analyst Casey Luskin, quote, "Explore Evolution brings to the classroom data and debates that already are raised regularly by scientists in their science journals. Exposure to the real-world scientific debates will make the study of evolution all the more interesting to students and will train them to be better scientists by encouraging them to actually practice the kind of critical thinking and analysis that forms the heart of science." End quote. Co-authored by two university biology professors, two philosophers of science, and a science curriculum writer, Explore Evolution was also peer-reviewed by biology faculty at both state and private universities, teachers with experience in both AP and pre-AP life sciences courses, and doctoral students working for industry and government. The textbook also has been pilot tested in classes at both the secondary school and college levels. Explore Evolution looks at five areas of biology that are typically viewed as confirming the modern theory of evolution: fossil succession, anatomical homology, embryology, natural selection, and natural selection and mutation. For each of these areas of study, Explore Evolution explains the evidence and arguments used to support Darwin's theory, and then it also examines the evidence and arguments that lead some scientists to question the adequacy of Darwinian explanations. Each chapter concludes with a section called Further Debate that explores the current state of the controversy and the discussion that is ongoing within the scientific arena. Explore Evolution is ideally suited for a number of audiences, including AP biology teachers who need a stimulating capstone unit for the last few weeks of their AP course after the students have already taken the AP biology test; high school general biology teachers who wish to deepen their own understanding of the strengths and weaknesses of modern evolutionary theory and may want to incorporate inquiry-based learning into their teaching of evolution; college-level biology instructors who teach freshman or honors general biology courses or standalone courses on evolution. The book is good for homeschool teachers who want to provide their students with a rigorous college preparatory curriculum in the life sciences that stresses critical thinking skills, or parents who decide to supplement and enrich their children's instruction in biological evolution in preparation for college, and of course for all interested adults who wish to inform themselves about the scientific debates over key aspects of modern evolutionary theory. For more information, visit the textbook's website at www.exploreevolution.com. There you will find the introduction to the textbook, table of contents, information about the author and the publisher, as well as sample pages from the book. Again, that web address is exploreevolution.com. For IDTF at the CSC in Seattle, I'm Robert Crowther. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Peck. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.